The Colorado Avian Research and Rehabilitation Institute in Estes Park was founded 10 years ago with a view to educating the public on issues facing wild birds and also to rehabilitate the birds when they get injured. KGNU's Elena Claver has more.
That's a boreal owl recorded by Scott Rashid, author of several books on owls. He's an artist, a researcher, a musician, and he's the founder and director of the Colorado Avian Research and Rehabilitation Institute in Estes Park, otherwise known as CARI. Scott, tell us, what exactly is CARI and why did you start it?
CARI is a nonprofit that I started back in 2009 as a way to gain some income for the birds and also educate the public on some of the various situations birds fall into. For example, people would bring me injured birds, and because it was not a nonprofit, they couldn't get a tax deduction, they would just walk away. And for example, I had a pair of kestrels that I had for 16 months, and it cost me $2,700 to take care of those two birds. When you think about, I had live mice, had to feed the mice, change the mice bedding, clean the cage for the kestrels, and the mice couldn't breed as fast as the kestrels would eat them, so I'd have to continually buy mice. And so it ended up costing quite a bit of money. And so I decided it would, with all the injured birds I get in a given year, it made more sense to start a nonprofit that people could help donate to help the birds and also allow me to fund various research projects.
One of the really neat things that CARI does is provide nest boxes. Could you talk about the different boxes and who they're for and how people can see them?
We have on the CARI website, which is just CARRIEP.org, you'll see live cameras, live videos of barn owls and kestrels and one great horned owl nest as well. So a number of years ago, back in the 90s, I did some research with a professor from CSU and noticed that barn owl numbers were relatively numerous and barn owls were, I guess, relatively common. Well, in about 2010, 2011, it became real much harder for people to find barn owls. And so I decided to start a project where I would build and place nest boxes for barn owls. I looked online to look at what size should I build, and there was so much variation on nest box sizes, and none of them made any sense to me. So I remembered years ago, back in 94, 95, I dug a hole in a sandstone cliff that was about the size of a basketball and reached about 3 feet back, about as far as my arm could reach. We came back a couple of weeks later and a pair of barn owls had moved in to that cliff, made the hole oval, and then went back and turned to the right, and then she laid her eggs in the back right of the sandstone cliff. So I started thinking about the size of a barn owl. They're about 15 inches high or so. And so I started building nest boxes that were 15 inches high, 15 inches deep, and then 30 inches long. So it was a long horizontal. And I used a 6-inch entrance hole, the way the bird would have easy access in and out of the hole. I knew they would turn to the right and nest in the far right side because that's the darkest spot of the box. So we happened to have a nest site in Lafayette, put the box on the side of a garage. And the boxes are either on north-facing or east-facing sides of the buildings on purpose so that in the heat of the day, the boxes will be in shadow and be cooler. So we put a camera on the box in 2014, a few months after we put the box up. And right away in May, a male barn owl showed up and he started calling. A female arrived a few days later and they decided they liked each other. They started nesting in the box and she ended up laying 10 eggs that year. So barn owls will lay one egg every 2 to 3 days but start incubating when the first egg is laid. So this particular lady had 10 eggs she laid, which means the oldest chick could have been 33 days older than the youngest chick. And so because the box wasn't big enough, the four smallest chicks essentially got trampled and died. So that told us that we have to build our boxes bigger. Now the CARI barn owl boxes are 18 inches high, 15 inches deep, and 40 inches long. And since we've had those size boxes, we haven't lost any of the owls due to the box sizes being too small.
And people can see these online. They can see some of the owls as they're going through their nesting and raising the young.
Yes, if you look at, the CARI website, you'll be able to see live video of these barn owls. One barn owl has, the female was on 10 eggs in Loveland. Another barn owl box in Loveland, she's on 5 eggs. And a barn owl box in Lafayette, she's on 7 eggs.
Who else do you build nest boxes for? You mentioned kestrels. I guess it's just the cavity nesters, right?
We build boxes for the American kestrel, which is the smallest North American falcon. We have boxes up for flammulated owls, which is the smallest owl in North America that has dark eyes. It looks like a miniature screech owl. We build boxes for eastern screech owls, and we have built platforms. It's an open box. So in other words, the top is open for great horned owls. And then the kestrels. We also have boxes for bluebirds. And when you put up boxes for bluebirds, it really depends on where you put the box will determine what species actually uses that box. For example, up in Estes Park, if you're looking for mountain bluebirds, you want to put the box out in as open an area as you can find. If you put the box near ponderosa pine, you'll get western bluebirds. If you put the boxes near water, sometimes you'll get tree swallows. Put the boxes near trees or bushes, you usually get house wrens. So depending on where what species you're kind of aiming for will depend on where you put the what essentially is called a bluebird box.
And you also sometimes band the babies once they're a certain age?
Matter of fact, just yesterday we banded some baby great horned owls. Nestlings. We ban barn owls. Barn owls will remain in their nest for about 60 days or more. And when they fledge the nest, in other words, when they leave for the first time, they're actually 100% capable of fending for themselves. And so young barn owls, until they're about 3 weeks old, look pretty much like fuzzy vultures. And so I like to band them when they're maybe 5 to 6 weeks old, because a lot of times people like to come and watch what we're doing, and then they can learn about the barn owls and so forth. And that way they look more like owls than kind of fuzzy vultures. And also, the longer you wait to band the barn owls, the less chance you have of catching the female in with the little ones. The male barn owl does not like the kids very much. So he'll be in the box with the female until the eggs start hatching. And then a lot of times when the eggs hatch, he's off roosting in a tree somewhere, and he only delivers food to the owlets at night.
And so if people want to find out more about this or find out about the books that you've written on owls, could you repeat the website again, please?
CARRIEP.org.
Well, Scott, thank you so much.
Thank you.